Well, 13 years have come and gone. In some aspects, it feels like a long time. In others, the time just flew by. I can still remember sitting at the kitchen table studying mathematical flashcards when I was a little kid. And it doesn't seem that long ago. But I can also remember those days in late June. I was trying to get that last pace done and just wish I would, you know, finally be able to play with my friends, but I was always the last one done. And those days just seemed to drag on forever. My parents started homeschooling me when I was 5. Over the years, I've always had the choice to go to school if I wanted, and I never did. I always enjoyed being homeschooled. It gave me the opportunities other students didn't have. If something came up during school, I'd just throw my work in my book bag and be on my way. Although I may have done this too frequently in the past few years, much to the concern of my mom, it has given me the chance to participate in ministries and activities that I wouldn't have been able to participate in if I went to school. Now, at our church, the homeschoolers and the EBA students always get an argument. Which is better, homeschool or private school? The answer is neither. Although I enjoyed being homeschooled and excelled in the atmosphere, another student might find it too open and not structured enough. A few of my friends have been there. The choices between the two depend on the student. I enjoy being homeschooled, and I wouldn't change the last 13 years if I could. Now, the diploma I'll hopefully be receiving soon is the Howard Richman Diploma. Mr. Richman is the founder of the PA Homeschool Association, and they offer their own diploma program. This diploma has several more requirements than the standard homeschool diploma program. One of the more well-known requirements is the 25 books that must be read every school year. Now, I enjoy reading, so it wasn't much of a chore for me. But of all the books I've read over the past years, one book has always been on my book list. I'd like to show you some of my favorite parts. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, you may be wondering why these are some of my favorites. They paint a pretty bleak picture. But it's because of the following verses. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, growing up in church, I had heard all these verses before. I knew all of these. I knew that I had sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that I need to repent and be converted. I knew that this was only possible through faith in the promise that God so loved the world, loved it so much that he gave his only begotten Son so that I should not perish in hell, but that I could accept his gift through Jesus Christ and have eternal life with him in heaven. It's an amazing promise, and it's an amazing gift. The reason these verses are special to me is because I accepted this gift January 28, 1996. These verses can be special to you too. If you go to Emmaus High and look at the class of 2005, you'll see a variety of things. Drug abuse, murder, suicide, senseless violence, sex, lies, deceit, depression. The list goes on. But because I accepted Christ's gift, I'm different. I've been just sheltered within the arms of God, like the song Tim and I sang. I've never had to experience those things, thanks to God's grace, and I owe my life to my Savior. So I plan on giving it back to him. In the fall, I'll be attending Lehigh Valley Baptist Bible Institute and working towards my pastoral degree. And after that, I'll follow whatever God has for me.